Welcome back, guys. My name is Simon.
My name is Sophie.
And you're listening to Reptile Discoveries. What a week it has been. I've got some bad news, some good news, and some The bad news is, obviously, my car failed the MOT. I know it's not reptile related, so I can't really get around the country and see everyone and everything else, so it's been a stressful week. Today I've had my bird eating spider out. It's the first time in a year, so you can imagine how massive he has got. How big he's got, I was really concerned. I was worried because I thought he was going to go mental, bring his legs up and run around on me, but he just stays still. We moved around a little bit. I was really happy over that. Quite a few people came into my lives as well. Sophie was there.
I was.
Sophie, would you have, if you was here with me, would you have held that spider?
Absolutely not.
Obviously, Sophie's not with me right now. She's on Messenger, ringing each other, because we got our own things to do at the moment. So she's joining us through Messenger.
300 odd miles apart at the minute.
Yep. What else have we been doing? Well, tell us about Blue. How Blue's getting on? Have you had much trouble from him?
No, he's all right. He's settled down quite a lot. All he's doing now is on a night time, he just cries constantly for attention. Like, if I'm sat doing something, he just whines all the time until he gets the attention he wants. And he's been running in and out the back, in his pool that's in the back garden, and dragging muddy paw prints right through the house. So I'm having to clean constantly.
Welcome to having a dog. It's a dog's life. I'm a little bit worried about Blue and Rex when they first see each other, because Rex has never seen an animal bigger than him. Guys, if you're new to this, and you know, if you don't know who Rex is a savannah monitor lizard, and obviously Blue is a dog. I'm quite worried about both of them seeing each other for a first time.
But for the new people listening, Blue and Rex will not be in the same room together, unattended.
Oh, no, that's for sure. I have got a reptile room up there, which is slowly getting processed into one. And by the end of this month, it's June 2022. And obviously, by the end of this month, it'd be fully reptiled. We've got some more things going in there later in the month, obviously the reptiles and a couple other bits. Later in the year, what I'm planning on doing is one of the projects for that room is a egg incubator. I need to get the stuff for it to finish it off. I'm not too sure if Sophie's got any plans for that room or not.
No, I was just gonna do a wall decal with like reptile discoveries on.
Yeah.
At some point. But as I've said to you before, you can do what you want. It's not my room. You've got control over it, so
within reason. Plenty more animals. No, what I'm planning on doing this year is keep all the animals what I've got. I don't really want to get many more animals until next year, because I'm obviously trying to get a new car and loads of other things. It's always bills. So, plus I need to see how much it is for electric, because where I'm from, down Kent in England, is very expensive, if you didn't know that. And obviously up north, where Sophie lives, it's very, very cheap. So I need to keep an eye on money. Hopefully it's a lot more cheaper than I think up there, and we're gonna go from there. Oh, guys, well, I remember last year, I didn't mean to, but my African land snails, albino land snails, laid a lot of eggs last year. And when I checked on them today, guess what? That's right, they've got loads more babies in there. Not eggs, babies. So if you're interested, get hold of me through social media. Obviously, Reptile Discoveries, if you're interested in them. And they're going really, really cheap. And we go from there, if you're interested.
Have you got any advice on somebody who's, if somebody is interested in buying one, have you got any advice on, like, setup or what they would need for it?
That's a good question, actually. I didn't think of that. Guys, if you're interested in one, all I need is a big plastic tub. Get some cocoa fibre. That's really, really cheap. Clean them out about once a month. Clean all the poo out. Or if you get springtails, they're really little tiny creatures and they go around, eat all their poo and that. I would advise anyway to clean them out once a month anyway. And just if you want to feed them, there'd be like lettuce, any fruit, veg, stuff like that. They're happy enough munching on that. And obviously for their, to keep their shell hard, is fish cuttlefish. Just bung one of them in there, because I've got six of them. Well, I've got six adults, and I have to bung more than one cuttlefish in there, so that's all fun. It's more money.
more animals,
more money. But guys, trust me, they are so easy to look after. But if I was you, I would just keep to one, no more than that. Not what I'd done. I thought it was a great idea, and that backfired. Like a lot of things.
Yeah, it's very, I think the salad and fruit and stuff is very inexpensive if you go to the right places.
Yeah, or you can easily get a plant pot and grow fruit and veg in that. Well, more veg than fruit, because fruit takes forever to grow. But yeah, it's easy enough to do, guys. I've been doing it for way over a year. So if you're interested anyway, get hold of me on social media and we talk about it more there. What else has been going on? Oh, tell us about a hamster, Dossie, of yours. Not many people know that you've got a hamster.
Yeah, Dottie is my Syrian hamster. She'll be coming up to a year old, actually. I've just bought her a new wheel, so she's been loving life, to be honest. I get her out every night, just for like one-to-one, so she's used to someone, like someone handling her. But she's great. I think she's only got about another year and a half at the max left in her. Because they only live up to like two and a half years.
Yeah, I think that's quite a shame for like rodents living that long. Because obviously last year, towards the end of January, I lost one of my rats. And that was like 3 years old, 4 years.
And yeah, they don't last long.
I do miss him. I was thinking about getting some, but that's in a different way of having them as a pet. I was actually going to breed them and put them to sleep myself for, obviously, guys, I've got snakes for them, but obviously Sophie doesn't want to be a part of it. I can understand. I don't really want to do it, but I have to think of it's money saving at the end of the day. I'm not going to do it this year. It's something that I have to really think about, because it's more animals to feed. Obviously, it's going to be cheaper in the long run anyway. But
to be honest, I think the only reason I don't like the idea of it and will have no part of it is obviously I've had hamsters all my life.
Yeah, I get that, because I've had rats and mice and that all my life. And obviously, in the last so many years, coming into reptiles, it's quite heartbreaking, but it's a way of life.
It's the cycle of life, isn't it?
Yeah. Since I get that over my head, I'll be all right. But I've got a feeling if I do it, Sophie will take them away and say, nope, they're my animals now.
So. No, I'll stick with my hamster and the dog. Obviously, once my hamster dies, then I'll just give it a couple of weeks and I'll go and buy a new one.
We won't, guys. We're going to buy a rat. I'll convince her into buying a rat. She will love it. You can teach him tricks and everything. A Dumbo rat.
You can have a rat, but I'll stick to my hamsters. Nah,
a Dumbo rat all the way. I miss my Dumbo rats. I did have a Rex rat, but I wouldn't recommend one of them guys because they are vicious little things. They're complete a-holes. Yeah, always temperamental. Dumbo rat, if you ever want a Dumbo rat, either way, all the way. Or Sophie's way, a hamster. Vicious little things. Well, I can't really say that.
Mine's not even vicious. Since I've had her, I've never been bit.
I think with hamsters and stuff like that, if you don't handle them all the time, they will get vicious. If you handle them all the time. If you don't, obviously, it's what people are afraid of. It's that thing in your head, like the block. Like, oh, I don't want to touch it because it bite. But if you handle it all the time, it's that bond you get.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to just get her out once a night, even if it's for 5 minutes, just so she's used to someone handling her. I've just got to keep her and Blue away from each other because Blue just wants to play, and she's obviously very, very small. She freezes now when she sees him. She'll see him at the cage and she'll just freeze and she'll be like, yeah, I'm not coming out.
Yeah, I'll get that. It's like going back to Blue and Rex. I'm not bothered by Rex. It's Blue that I'm concerned of. Like you said, he wants to play. Rex won't see Blue as a play toy. Rex will see him as din-dins.
Yeah, I think Blue just sees any animal and just wants to play. He just thinks everything's playful. And even horses and stuff, he thinks they're going to play with them. And obviously they're not.
Yeah, reptiles are a complete different thing. Tell you what, Blue and Buddy, they might get on because obviously iguanas eat fruit and veg, so they might. And obviously we've spoke about a bearded dragon. They eat fruit, veg and that, so they might get on. But snakes, monitors, yeah, no go. I have been, obviously Sophie said that I could get whatever in that room, and obviously we did start looking into units and a shop and everything up there. Obviously we're going to do it more later in the year, but I have been thinking about getting one more snake. It's not a ball python nor a corn snake, which I've got already. I'm thinking of getting a Burmese python, but they grow to 22 foot long. I have to have a big enclosure. I've got two big enclosures. Well, Rex's enclosure is fine because he's out of it pretty much all the time. But I have to build Buddy the iguana a bigger enclosure for what he's in now. If I get a Burmese python, the enclosure would have to be most of the room. I can't do that. So what I'm thinking of getting is a boa. So that's what I'm thinking about doing later next year, early next year. I'm not too sure yet because there's a couple animals what we've said about before. So
yeah, I think it's better just to see what the electric's going to be first and then go from there and see what.
Yeah. And obviously, what with my new collection of isopods are doing quite well. I think one of them might have to be upgraded in the next couple of months, maybe. as well. Obviously, we found some storage boxes. We did go to B&M a couple of weeks ago when I was last up north, and we found them even cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think it was like 10 for 20 something pounds, so I'll be getting one of them.
There's a lot of things in B&M that we're wanting, or that you're wanting.
Yeah, because I haven't got no fake plants, like, not for just inside the vivariums, but outside to make the room look a lot nicer. Obviously, they're very expensive fake plants, like 50 quid and stuff like that. But it will work out better in the long run.
Yeah.
I have got one real plant at the moment. I do need to water it, end of this podcast, because I'm looking at it now and I'm like, yeah, I should have done it a couple of days ago. But that
you
plant...
You have loads of real plants as well in, like, the spiders enclosures, but they all died quite quick, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, how they died and why they died so quickly. I don't know if it was the heat, a shock of the heat or what, I don't know. But that was very, very weird how that happened. I don't know if I gave him too much water. No idea. But I think I'll stick to fake plant.
Fake plants are easier to look after.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I'm having a couple of real plants. I am going to start growing a pepper plant as well for indoors. I don't know where I'm going to put that yet. Just to make the house a look and smell a bit nicer. Plus, it's free fruit or veg. No, veg it comes under.
How's growing your own lettuces going? Because I know you were growing them.
Yeah. Where I've left them, where I keep going up north and forgetting to water them. If you go and do stuff like this, guys, grow your own lettuce, what you do is you chop them down to the stem, but you leave a little bit of the leaf on it. So anything you cut back, as long as it's got at least one or two leaves, you can regrow. And where I had them in a pot together, I had one what went mouldy, and it took all over all the other lettuces, so I lost them all. It done me quite well, because one of them, within 3-4 weeks, did grow quite a bit. And when I was going to come back, I was going to give it to Buddy. But I've got ideas for the future. I'm going to carry on, but next time I'm going to put them in different pots so they do go moldy. It's a life lesson. If you don't try these things, you will never know. So I'm just giving my advice in what I've learned. Always put stuff separate pots. So yeah, I lost them all. I had about 9 going at once, and yeah, don't put them in the same pot.
That's what I said. Fake plants are easier to look after.
Yeah, definitely 100%. I am going to definitely do it again. That'll be a windsill job, taken away from a windsill in the winter. But yeah, we go from there anyway. I think, what else was going on this week? Did I mention about the, yeah, I mentioned about the snails.
How are the isopods doing?
Yeah, I've just spoken about them. They're doing really well. Obviously, like I said earlier, I need to upgrade them, but that'd be another 3-4 months most probably, or a bit longer. I'll leave them to settle in first. Or Aragog I had out earlier, and obviously I had to look for Diana. Everyone knows who Diana is by now. She's my curly hair trencher. I was quite worried because I couldn't find her, but I don't think she likes it where she's in a massive enclosure, so I might have to think about putting more hides and more cocoa fibre in there for her, so she's a little bit at home.
How would you know if a spider's not happy?
Good question. There is many, many things. All I can say is, if she's not happy, that's a great question. If they're unhappy, threatened, and stuff like that, they do a posture where their legs go up in the air and you leave them alone, or they start flicking hairs off their back at you. If they're happy and you see the... I've actually had a video, someone tagged me in TikTok this week about why does a spider keep burrowing up his hole in his tunnel? I said it's because he's happy, he wants to be left alone, nice and warm. So if you're a spider, guys, if you're new to the hobby, keeps burrowing up his hole in and out, just leave it alone, he wants to be left alone. He's probably going to go through molt or many other reasons, but all I know is most of the time it's happy and it's going to pre-molt. So never undo the door what they buried themselves in. It's best to leave them how they are. Do what you normally do, once or twice a week or every fortnight when you come to feed them, is do a normal thing. Just leave a piece of food in there. If you know that they are definitely going into molt, don't put any food in there until they've molted. Because once they're on their backs molting, that's when the food can actually eat the spider. I haven't had that through yet, but always be wary of that. Any other questions, Sophie?
Not that I can think of more.
Hopefully that answered your question.
Did.
good. And how you can find out if a spider's died is you'll know straight away because all of its legs will curl up underneath itself, and that's how you know a spider died. It's not by laying on its back, that's in molt when they're alone. Yeah, it's a horrible thing. I've seen quite a few TikTok videos and other videos like that, and it's not a pretty sight. Oh, guys, well, I remember my bird eating spider, obviously, what I've had out today, it is heavy. The longer you've got it on you, obviously, the heavier it get, but it is a heavy spider. I am glad that I've got him out. He'll probably come out again once more at Halloween because I'm going to go live on all my social medias at once with it. That's going to be fun, trying to read all comments, because I can't get all social medias on my computer. So it'd be probably a couple phones from Instagram and TikTok as well, going live on everything all at once this Halloween. And I'll be getting out my bird eating spider again. Yay.
Well, I'm just going to put this out there now. You're on your own on Halloween then.
Don't worry, guys, because there's a lot of kids that I'll be scaring with it running down the road.
There's you getting arrested for threatening behaviour.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And obviously, Rex probably say hi to a few people as well. Rex has to say hi to a lot of people. He knows like that.
Rex likes to be known.
Yes. Definitely. Speaking of Rex, he's been quite cuddly with me quite lately. In the last 3-4 days. I don't know what's up with him. There you go. Yeah, guys, we're just about to end in everything.
Have you, what kind of, obviously you mentioned about your car that's pretty much knackered at the minute. Have you got any thoughts in your head on what car you're going to be getting next?
Well, question one is, my car isn't knackered, my car is completely dead. I could spend over a good couple thousand pounds, but it's not worth it to get it fixed. It's no way, not worth it at all. The next vehicle I'm going to get, I'm going to look into getting a van, a SUV, or a car, obviously. I'm not too sure what I want yet, but what I'm thinking about having down the side of it, so everyone knows it's me, maybe. I'm not 100% sure yet, is Reptile Discoveries.
And
Obviously,
I'm guessing you want me to do it for you.
I'm not too sure, maybe, I'm not too sure yet what I want to do. But,
Okay.
if it's a van, definitely yes, but I'm not too sure. Obviously, my car, before it died, you had your hands all over it, doing all that type of thing. Like I keep saying, oh guys, like I keep saying, if you've got the amount of animals that I've got and you're new to the hobby, it's always best to breed your own food. I've been breeding mealworms, superworms, what's the other one? Cockroaches, and obviously wood lice, but wood lice is for a cleanup group, but if I put them all in with the spiders will eventually start eating them. But take that in mind. So if you go and do something like that, always breed them, and I've always have a backup. I haven't lost. What's the word for it? My cockroaches, where I've been feeding them off quite a lot, where I keep going up north, I need to feed them off to the animals, and I put a lot more in what I should. I need to spend the next couple of years getting them all ready again for the amount what I had. So that's why I'm breeding all the other amounts as well. Plus, the amount what Rex eats of that type of thing as well is unreal. So you always have to have a backup on it all. Sophie, have you got any more questions or anything? Or any ideas? Any projects? What are you doing? Oh, let's talk about the merch before we go. What's coming out later this year? I'm hoping, I would like for us to do it before Black Friday event so we can start getting some stuff out.
Well, my ideal award with your merch is t-shirts, hoodies, cups, mugs, pens, water bottles.
Yes, we've got quite a few things already on Facebook what we've showed a sneak peek of, guys. Go and check it all out. And in the next couple months, we will start giving dates when they're going all on sale so people can get their hands on. I think what we're going to do is start a couple of them quite cheap, then first couple people to sell to is going to be cheap, then it's going to be a normal RRP price.
Yeah, I was just about to say that the first few of each product that we do will go cheaper, just to see how well it does, and then obviously the more orders we get, the more the prices will go up.
Yeah.
But it'll not go up too much.
No. Like we said, like the first couple people we'd be doing a discount to, then it'd be going to the normal RRP price. On the Black Friday event, I've got a idea of where we're going to be doing most. Don't quote me on this, guys, because I need to talk to Sophie more about it. Where we'll be doing a massive percentage off. Keep your eyes out on Facebook only for that. So go and follow us on Facebook as Reptile Discoveries. And I'm gonna leave it here for now, guys. Next week, I'll probably be talking about the snakes a bit more because I haven't really spoke about them much, nor Ghost. Ghost, I've had for quite a while. I've never ever had him out. I think he's the only animal I haven't had out yet. So keep your ears out later next week, guys. My name's Simon. You're listening to Reptile Discoveries with
Sophie.
Bit late there. You get used to this. Sophie's still quite new to all this. She's been doing this the last 6 months, in and out of my lives. And
I'm getting a little bit better.
Oh yeah, she's getting a lot better, guys, but she get there. Give her a year and she'd be more fluent and knowing what to do. She won't be as nervous. But right, guys, we're off and we see you next week. Take it easy, keep safe, keep discovering.